You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Sophia Boyd-Fliegel with your local newscast. Another penny of sales tax goes into effect tomorrow for shoppers in Teton County. KHOL's Jenna McMurtry caught up with store managers and tourists on Jackson's Town Square to see how they're taking the change.
Carolyn Hines runs Hines Goldsmiths on the Town Square. When she was getting her jewelry shop up and running over 5 decades ago, the county was debating whether to add a fifth penny of sales tax. This week, it's going up to 7. For her, the change adds a few questions.
So you buy a piece that's probably kind of out of your price range, or you want to pay on it in increments. If they've paid like 3/4 of it off, but all of a sudden I have to raise their tax?
The short answer is no. Layaway payments that are still being paid after the tax goes up aren't charged the additional penny. It's based on when the transaction takes place, according to the Wyoming Department of Revenue. Voters narrowly passed the tax in November after years of voting against any increases. This penny will fund both a new county jail and a courthouse, which will share a roof for the first time. Jenna McMurtry, KHOL News.
Grizzly bears are out and about in northwest Wyoming after hibernating for the winter. Staff at Yellowstone National Park spotted grizzly tracks in the northern part of the park a few weeks ago, and a Grand Teton employee saw a grizzly near Flag Ranch on March 19th. An interagency press release encourages people visiting public lands to keep a clean camp, store food properly, and stay at least 100 yards away from bears. Backcountry explorers should avoid wearing earbuds and carry bear spray and travel in groups of 3 or more. People living in bear-frequented areas should also store all garbage in bear-resistant containers or in a secure building and hang bird feeders out of the reach of curious paws. Wyoming Game and Fish captured 42 grizzlies in the northwest corner of the state last year. Some were relocated, while others were lethally removed or moved to a zoo. A state grant program to help child care centers get up and running has been inundated with applicants. As Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards reports, it's a sign of the great need daycares have for support.
Currently, a third of the state lives in a child care desert. That's when more than 50 small children live in an area with low or no child care. It's even higher for rural and low-income families. Micah Richardson with the Wyoming Women's Foundation says the state's Child Care Interagency Working Group had to lengthen the grant application window. Originally, they planned to take applications every other month. The grants are worth up to $10,000.
I think on day 3, had 7 applications already. We were just starting to see that, boy, there were a few coming in, a few more than we thought.
By the end of that first month, they had nearly 50 applicants and realized they would need to adjust their plan to give child care providers more opportunities to apply. Richardson says they can now also apply throughout the month of April. You can find a link at our website, wyomingpublicmedia.org. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.
You're tuned to KHOL.